MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting now with Ishmael Mpabanga. He is Regional Head Southern Africa and Senior Vice President at Intellect Design Arena. Ishmael, appreciate the time this morning. The unserved in the credit market in South Africa, potentially half of our population who can't get access to traditional credit. You're looking at ways to solve this problem using AI to help close this gap on the underserved in the credit space.
Absolutely. Good morning, Simon, and good morning to your listeners. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Wonderful. Yeah, I mean, AI is changing the way banks understand risk, Simon, because it allows institutions to look beyond traditional paperwork and start analyzing real financial behavior. Now, when you look at it, historically, lending decisions, they relied heavily on formal employment history, bureau scores. I'm sure you and I have been through the same, right? So long banking relationships to get this done. However, many economically active South Africans, not just here in South Africa, but across Africa, don't neatly fit into those traditional models. But today, you know, we've started to see, instead of being appearing as a thin file to a traditional bank, AI has helped move from static scoring to dynamic intelligence. And that's what we do at Intellect Design Arena, to help banks do that.
And this is not about in any way lowering the bar. This is just about getting a better insight into individuals using the non-traditional way. In the olden days, you would go and, you know, look at my repayment schedule. There's other ways that you can do this and keep the sort of credit rate standards as per usual.
Absolutely. And it's definitely not about lowering the bar. I mean, we in the financial services space, we're constantly looking to see how we can improve and to increase revenue and as well as create a much better customer or client experience. Right? So lowering the bar is not what we're aiming to do. But the biggest challenges in lending was cost to serve. And, and whether a bank processed 5,000 rands of loans or 500,000 rand in loans, many of those processes remained mostly identical, verification, documentation, compliance, and so on, right? But that made the smaller loans expensive and commercially difficult to scale. But with AI, we've automated this. We're changing the economics completely. And today, banks can automate customer onboarding, verification, risk assessment, and so on. And this dramatically lowers operational costs while improving turnaround time and the overall experience for the client.
I get that. So there's actually two parts to it. The one is just the ability to find better data, and the other one is to take that cost of the loan and significantly reduce it. Another important point, because I've heard some interviews coming out of the US where banks are avoiding AI because they're worried about the black box component of it. But in your case, there is not a black box. It will explain those decisions, which I think is important as well.
It is. I mean, we call it unraveling the black box, or the magician's Houdini. It made it disappear. All right. It's all about how do we start to build more financially inclusive systems and processes to help people's financial lives become easier. And how do we go beyond traditional banking systems? Now, economic behavior can now be understood through mobile wallet activity, utility payments, retail spending. All of this historically was in a black box. With AI first lending, we've unraveled that. So we allow banks to understand how people actually manage their money in real life. We help banks understand how people are looking at mortgages, vehicle finance, how they're paying the utilities, and so on. And the behavioral consistency is valuable intelligence. Now, all of this used to be in that black box. We now make it easier for banks and customers alike to start playing together nicely and becoming better economic citizens to grow our economy overall.
Gotcha, absolutely. And it helps that 50% who typically are going to end up in the darker corners of the lending world now suddenly can be involved in the real sort of economy and the credit side of it. We'll leave it there. Sismo Mpabanga, he is Regional Head, Southern Africa and Senior Vice President, Intellect Design Arena. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.